What does it mean, we have become a spectacle to the world? We do not suffer these things in just one corner or a small part of the world, he says, but everywhere and in front of everyone. But what does it mean to angels? It is possible to become a spectacle to men, but not so to angels, when the things done are ordinary. But our struggles are such that they are even worth the contemplation of angels. Notice how, from the way he minimizes himself, he still manages to show his greatness, and from the things they take pride in, how he illustrates their insignificance. For since being fools was considered more demeaning than appearing wise, being weak more so than being strong, and being disregarded more than being glorious and distinguished, and he is about to ascribe to them the first group of qualities, while he himself accepted the latter, he signifies that the last characteristics are better than the first. At least because of them he turned the attention not just of men, but also of the angels themselves to them. For our struggle is not only with human beings, but also with the spiritual powers. That's why it's likened to a tremendous theatrical performance.